Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this past week and a half we have been studying the subject of sowing and reaping, or as Genesis 8:22 calls it, seed time and harvest. This principle is noted throughout the Word of God, and there are many references to a person reaping what the person sows in life. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 is our primary text. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. The J.B. Phillips translation of that verse says simply, a man's harvest in life depends entirely upon what he sows. And the word sow simply means to plant a seed, and reaping is a reference to gathering in the harvest that comes after having planted seed. We must recognize that everything that we do in life is a seed. We have studied over the past week and a half six types of seed, and in doing so, we have pointed out that every thought that you have is a seed sown in your life. Every word that you speak is a seed sown. Every action is a seed. The Word of God is seed if you sow it in your life. Prayer is seed, and finances are seed. So it's important in our daily lives to choose our seed carefully, to choose what we're planting in our own life as well as in the lives of others. Today I want to talk about crop inspection and ask you some simple questions. What does your current harvest in life look like? If we examined your relationship crop, for example, perhaps your relationship with your spouse, with your children, with extended family members, with friends, with neighbors, with your own boss or your coworkers. What kind of crops or what kind of harvest are you experiencing in those areas? For example, are you experiencing love, emotional closeness, deep friendships, or does emotional distance, coldness, strained or estranged relationships describe the crop that you're harvesting at this time in the area of your relationships? Are your children loving, obedient, respectful, or are they rebellious, disrespectful, or if they're adults, are they estranged from you? Are your friendships rich and deep? Are they long-term? Are they loyal? Or are your friendships surface and shallow, or just plain lacking, or barren and disappointing? These are all questions about the harvest that you're experiencing in your life right now with regard to relationships. What about your work relationships? Are they professional, mutually respectful, trustworthy? Or are your relationships with coworkers, supervisors, or your boss unprofessional, full of backbiting, gossip, and just untrustworthy in general? Whatever crops or harvest you're experiencing right now in your life, in the areas that we've just discussed, they are a direct result of seed that has been sown. Anytime you have bad crops coming up, poor harvest, it is a direct result of bad seed that has been planted. Remember the scriptural warning, whatever or whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. Job 4:8 tells us, those who plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Or perhaps the enemy of your soul, Satan, has been planting some bad seed in your field. In Matthew 13:39, we find the parable where the servants come to their master and they say, "Master, didn't you plant good seed in your field?" And when they looked at that field, sure enough, good wheat was coming up, but right alongside it, tares, a weed that closely resembles wheat in its early germination, was growing up alongside of it. And the master's response was, an enemy has done this. And sometimes when we are ignorant or not on guard, not watchful, the enemy of our soul can come in and plant seed in our lives. And by our lack of vigilance about our own life, we allow that to occur and we see some bad seed sprouting into some bad crops or some thorns in our lives. And that's not the heart of God. But it's important as we study the Word of God that we apply it to our actual daily life and not just spiritualize everything in the Word of God. God gave us His Word so that we would have these promises and instruction and wisdom given to us so that we would have everything we need for life and godliness. And you live your life every day, you need to take the Word and apply it and let it give insight into what's happening in your personal life. So if you today are inspecting your crops as we're going over this Word of the Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to give you insight into how those crops have come into being. Let's examine, for example, your spiritual life, your spiritual crops or a harvest. Are you experiencing spiritual growth? Are you experiencing refreshment in your spiritual life? Are you getting revelation from the Word of God? Do you have enjoyable prayer times? Are you having victory over sin, increase in faith and trusting God? This is the type of crop or harvest God wants for you to have. Or, on the other hand, are you experiencing spiritual dryness, prayerlessness, inconsistency? Are you continually stumbling over the same sins? Are you struggling to trust God and believe His Word? God wants you to have a harvest of blessing in your spiritual life. Let's examine your financial crop. Are you experiencing blessing there? Are you having increase, abundance? Or are you experiencing struggle, financial lack, robbery from the enemy of your soul at every turn with regard to your finances? God has given us His Word and instruction in His Word that we can plant it in our lives to experience a crop, a harvest of financial blessing. Take for a moment a look at your health. You could say the crops that are your health, the harvest of your health. Are you enjoying good health? Are you experiencing healing? Are you quickly able to receive healing from the Lord? Or is sickness and disease and afflictions your continuous harvest? God wants you to have a harvest of good health, divine health, the touch of God on your physical body. He said very clearly in 3 John, "Beloved, I desire that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers." That covers financial prosperity. I desire that you prosper and be in health. That speaks to your physical prosperity. Even as your soul prospers, that covers your spiritual life or your spiritual prosperity. It's God's heart that you are blessed and receiving His best in this life. But we have to recognize that His Word has given us instruction. Examine your crops today and ask the Lord, "Show me, Lord, have I planted bad seed or have I not been diligent to plant good seed?" Sometimes it's just a lack of planting the seed of the Word of God in our lives that has caused us to have a lack of the good things God wants us to have. If you're having a small harvest, maybe you have a little bit of blessing in the area of your spiritual life or a little bit of blessing in the area of your relationships or a little bit of blessing in your finances or in your health. Understand, a small harvest is a result of not enough seed. "He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly," 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us. If you want a greater harvest, you must invest in sowing more seed. Sow more of the Word of God. Sow more time in prayer. Sow more love in the relationships that you have, even if the people are unresponsive. When you sow a seed, you don't get an overnight crop. It takes time. There's a germination period. You must water it. You must cultivate. You must fertilize. You must be careful to guard your crops from weeds and pests. plant the seeds of love, of giving, of yourself, of your time, of your prayers, of your energy to other people. And you will begin to reap the harvest in your relationships and with your children and family and others that you long for. But you must plant generously. Small harvest, not enough seed. To have a great harvest, plant more seed and be diligent to guard it. If you've had stunted growth, it could be weeds or shallow soil. Or, as the Word of God says in Galatians 6:9, you will reap if you don't faint. Sometimes you don't reap a harvest because you gave up. The sower fainted before his harvest came in. So take a look at your crops, your harvest today, and ask the Holy Spirit for revelation. Have I been allowing weeds to choke out the good seed, as Jesus told the parable in Matthew 13? Sometimes it's worry and anxiety. The cares of this world is what Jesus said choked out the fruitfulness of the good seed that was planted. Make sure you're guarding your planting of the Word of God and the good actions God would have you to take and plant in your life, from unbelief, from doubt, from words that would speak against you receiving that harvest. And God will assist you in reaping a plentiful, luxurious, abundant harvest in your life. For he longs to see you prosper in every relationship and everything you put your hand to. Join me tomorrow as we continue this study on the spiritual law of sowing and reaping. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.